accidents, not punishments. Jesus Christ spoke on this subject, and he said in Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 4 and 5, those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. How quickly foolish people jump to conclusions. They look upon accidents as divine punishments and speak of God as giving sinners a short shift to those who break his day and violate his commandments. The Lord Jesus gives the direct lie to such conclusions. He says plainly and clearly, I say unto thee, nay. You can take in your folly an unscriptural view of God. God does not give sinners short shifts. In fact, the Bible teaches the very opposite. If thy Lord shouldst mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Psalm 130, verses 3 and 4. 2 Peter 3 and 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We should be careful not to take an unscriptural view of this world. This world is not the place of divine punishment. It is rather the place of divine probation. It is not the place of divine judgment. It is rather the place of divine atonement. The punishments of God are reserved for the world to come. It's after death that judgment comes. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Note, it is after death, not before death. An unscriptural view of providence should not be taken up. A wicked man falls dead, and these judges cry out, God has punished him. But good, godly men fall dead as well. Is that providential punishment? Wicked persons are killed in some accident, but so are innocent babies. Is that providential punishment? God gives the answer in my text. His answer is no. But let no one forget the last part of Christ's word. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. For death will come to us all, surely, powerfully, irresistibly, and instantly. No different from those cut off in the last worst accident. Therefore, it is your duty to repent and believe the gospel.